If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Scalabro Country, the virus edition, aka the Pandy Pods.
Aka, I'm Jason, he's Randy, these are pods, and they're about the Pandy.
Here we go, guys. We got a story, want to jump into it right away. It's nuts. We've been doing this for a long time now.
Yes.
We have been on Zoom, really, for the past year.
And I guess I am shocked, but I'm also happy to report that there are many people in the world who still don't understand how Zoom works.
Have no clue how Zoom works or how it can get you.
By the way, we're not saying slipping up and talking trash about someone who was on the Zoom. That is something. That is something that happens. Or
getting too drunk on a Friday afternoon work Zoom where you just start doing a shot or
and
something.
And then shouting, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, bitches.
Before doing a shot of Jägermeister and before you sign off. I mean, that's not what we're talking about here. Okay?
We're talking about more egregious.
Way, way, way more egregious.
Bodily function
it's
errors.
It's crazy to me how many government officials, isn't it weird to you how they're the ones who are screwing up the most, and teachers and stuff?
Well, I feel like politicians for generations have had underlings just
do everything for them.
Right. And they're only sort of, they're like the tip of the iceberg. So they're only presented in certain situations.
There are people swirling around them, getting them ready for things. But when they have to go out there and wing it, you realize how stupid they are and how many mistakes they make.
Zoom comes along and it is the grand equalizer.
Okay. Where stupid and unprofessional behavior, it can be broadcast and amplified to everybody.
And can get you in trouble.
And nobody can clean it up.
Nope.
Because it's on tape, y'all.
Oh, this next story.
Comes from Ottawa, Canada. And God, we are talking about it. Okay.
See, we're in it.
So get ready. All right. And then put some clothes on.
And then put some more clothes on.
Because here we go. Ottawa. A Liberal MP caused quite the consternation at the House of Commons last week when he appeared completely naked on camera during a question period. What? Mm-hmm. This is a very stripped down questioning period. Am
Folks,
I right?
Yes.
If you wouldn't do it at the office, this is the rule.
Then you shouldn't do it at home.
Don't do it at home. If you would not be at a meeting completely naked in your office, don't do it at home. Mm-mm. That's a simple rule. Am I right?
Yeah.
Just be professional, period. I'm going to get this wrong. Bloc Québécois Whip Claude de Bellefouille first laid bare the incident.
Oh, come on.
That's a woman. When she interrupted the House of Commons proceedings, asking the Speaker of the House, Anthony Rota, to intervene. Intervene on everyone's behalf.
Oh, my God.
On behalf of the naked MP, on behalf of the
House of Commons,
who had to look at this government junk.
On behalf of the Maple Leaf
itself, right? Don't defame the
man. What in the name of Rob Ford was this guy doing? His clothes had seceded from his body.
Since the beginning of the pandemic, this is what the woman said. And I love this woman. This is like, she's trying to be as nice as she can about the guy who is naked. Since the beginning of the pandemic, you have repeated many times the importance of respecting decorum and dress code. So he talked about decorum and dress code.
And then here he is.
And I think that we have broken a record today because we saw an MP during, oh no, the head of it has talked about it. Right. We saw an MP during question period in the simplest of attires, in other words, naked, this woman told the speaker after seeing his seeing her undress college. This is definitely a nice way of saying, put your Anthony Weiner back in your pants, yeah. Essentially.
This is a very cloaked way of saying.
Listen to how passive aggressive this next thing is. So if you could remind our colleagues, particularly the men, that a tie and a jacket are obligatory, but also shirt, underwear, and pants. That's good.
Oh, snap.
Now she's getting into it. Now you can tell she's having fun right there.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I'm all for the sauce.
I'm here for the spice.
Throw that spice, girl. And her English, you know, she's putting all the dressing on this one, okay? Mm-hmm. And dressing down the man,
yes.
Who himself would not get dressed.
Yes.
We were able to see that the MP was in great physical form, but I think it's important to remind him to control his camera. Control more than the camera, right?
Control your balls, dude.
Control your genitals, my friend. Control the old curling stick, right?
I'm sure the only takeaway this guy took from that whole speech is that he's in good shape.
Right. That she said
I'm in good shape.
Yeah, I'm in good form.
That's what that dude's sleeping on tonight.
Right. A picture of the scene, which was not broadcast publicly, but only visible to the MPs attending the question period virtual, reveals, so someone screen grabbed it, of course, that the perpetrator is, in fact, Gatineau area Liberal MP William Amos.
Willie Ames?
No,
it's William Amos.
Willie Amos. Slick Willie Amos. Mm. That's what I'm calling it. It's the Slick Willie Amos effect.
Willie Amos. That doesn't sound like an MP for...
What does it sound like? It sounds like...
Like a trombone player for like a Chicago blues band.
A blues band called Back to Basics.
Yes!
Or Black to Basics.
Yes.
In the picture, the MP for Pontiac is seen completely naked, though the member's member is covered by a strategically placed cell phone at the exact moment of the screenshot. Who did that?
That's kind of brilliant.
What is this? Austin Powers? In what universe would he think that this is okay?
Even if he thought his camera was off. Even if you think your camera's off, don't you go to the side and
but
away
also,
from
the... why get undressed at this point? Jay and I get on Zoom every single day. If there's something we have to do, you turn your camera off, you get out of the way, and then you do it, and then you come back.
Or you're on Zoom. It doesn't matter if you're messy.
Or you're at work. Don't get undressed right then. You got to take care of that shit when the rest of the world does.
Before you go to work.
Thank you. He does not appear to be aware that the camera is on him as he stands next to his chair in front of his desk. He's clearly getting off.
Yes.
On being at work naked, right?
So he thought his camera was off. That's what he said.
See, to me, okay. I think it's the danger of it all. He loves the danger of it.
That's excitement for him.
He wants to get caught. Come on, man. You're not Jerry Falwell Jr.
There is no excuse for this.
Not in today's world. Imagine if you would have seen Ted Cruz's fat, naked ass.
That would be worse than
1,000 insurrections.
10,000 insurrections.
More damaging to the American psyche to see that.
His lone erection would be worse than 10,000 insurrections.
Because it'd be so small and insignificant. Lame. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll do the rest of the story. Because it's crazy. Stripped down nakedity. Hey guys, I want to talk to you about a great sponsor for our podcast. I'm talking about Lucy Nicotine. It is a company founded by Caltech scientists and former smokers looking for a better and cleaner nicotine alternative. Finally, tobacco alternatives that don't suck. Researched and developed for 3 years to be made for people, not patients. That's very important. Lucy has created a nicotine gum with 4 milligrams of nicotine that comes in 3 flavors, wintergreen, cinnamon, and pomegranate. Lucy also has a lozenge with 4 milligrams of nicotine in cherry ice flavor. Each and every flavor actually tastes great. It's convenient and discreet. Products can be enjoyed anywhere, on flights, at work, on the go, or even in the gym. I have a friend who helped basically transition from not smoking again by using this type of a thing. And Lucy is so great. And I know that he is so happy that he used the gum to get off of smoking. And he wasn't smoking around his family. He wasn't doing it at work. And it just made him so much happier. It's 2021, guys. Get rid of your cigarettes. Unplug the vape. Throw out your dip. And get some Lucy nicotine gum or lozenges. This is the real deal. We cannot endorse this enough. A subscription to Lucy comes directly to your door each month. So it's simple. You don't have to leave your house because Lucy has delivery down. Sklarbro Country Virus Edition listeners, go to lucy.co and use the promo code Sklarbro to get 20% off all products on your first order, including gum or lozenges. That's Lucy, LUCY.CO. Use the promo code Sklarbro, SKLARBRO, at checkout. Disclaimer, warning, this product contains nicotine derived from tobacco. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Lucy.CO, and be sure to use that promo code Sklarbro. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. May 22nd, Saturday night, live Dumb People Town, Dough People Town. We're taking the fried chicken sandwich challenge.
Woo! With the Doughboys, one of the best podcasts out there. And of course, Chris Thiele
from Nickel Creek.
If not you go, Nickelback.
If you go to DannyVanKirk.com, you can get tickets. Or NowhereComedyClub.com, you can get tickets. Please get them. It's going to be so much fun. I don't know how many more of these Zoom shows we're going to do. Let's see how many people we can get out to this show. You guys have been fantastic. Come on out. It's going to be a blast. Again, it's live Dumb People Town. We get crazy. We're going to do the fried chicken sandwich challenge. We're going to tell you which one's the best. All right. Before we went to break here, we had a Canadian MP who lost his proverbial mind and got naked on camera, which is the dumbest idea in the world. In a statement a few hours after the fact, Willie Amos, which
I think it's Willie Ames. I could be wrong.
Said the whole incident was completely unintentional and promised it would never happen again. Unintentional?
Yeah.
No, it was not.
It was the most intentional thing in the world.
You got caught with your pants down
and enjoying it, and now you're trying to play it off like you weren't enjoying it.
You got caught with your pants off.
Yeah.
And your shirt and your underwear, and you wanted to get caught. I wrong in thinking that he wanted to get caught? And now you're apologizing.
Yes.
And I feel like this is something we need to start being able to do, Jay, which is refute someone's apology.
Yes.
Just because you make an apology,
it's not enough just to apologize. And then you're not off the hook.
It has to make sense.
It has to feel real and connected.
Otherwise, I think people should be allowed to tear it apart.
Other people would be like, nope, not accepted. Go ahead, give it another shot.
This was an unfortunate error. My video was accidentally turned on as I was changing into my work clothes after going for a jog. What?
Who gets completely naked
after they go for... Look, stay... Why were you jogging right before you had to go to work, dummy?
Right.
Were you jogging at a nudist camp? What's going on?
So if you're going into a shower... So you clearly turned on the Zoom at some point in this process.
And your camera just magically went on? No, you have to click it to go on.
This is the lamest, most BS excuse I've ever heard.
I sincerely apologize to my colleagues in the House of Commons for this unintentional distraction. Obviously, it was an honest mistake and won't happen again, Amos responded by email. It was not obvious that it's an honest mistake.
No, it is not.
It's a mistake. You got that right, but that's it.
Yeah.
It was not an honest mistake. I think it's a dishonest mistake, don't you, Jay?
I agree.
The danger of being naked while the House of Commons was in session
was exciting to you. Yeah.
And exposed your loins and exposed how excited
so
it made
either
you.
You're a liar and you're willfully like just you know
or you don't know what the word honest means.
Or you don't know what honest means. Or you should either way you should be fired.
Either way, you can't stick around. But the absurdity of the situation made it that even the Speaker of the House would barely contain an embarrassed laugh when responding to this woman who brought it up as he confirmed that the House's technicians also saw something. It'd be great if you said saw a very small thing. Like now it's time you get the digs.
We don't want to make a big
guy.
Thing out of this. And he knows what we're talking about.
And reminded MPs to be aware when they were near a camera. I say, don't laugh this off. Give it to the guy. This dummy imposed his will on these poor technicians.
Yes.
They didn't want to see it.
No one wanted
to. I can guarantee you did not. These guys did not wake up that day saying, I hope I see this guy's junk.
Right.
Issues with decorum and dress codes and technical glitches have often plagued the House of Commons since it was forced to turn to virtual proceedings at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. I love that they've had a ton of issues. We're now over a year into it, and they're still having issues.
Yes.
A year later. I can't even excuse this in April 2020.
Nope.
Let alone April 2021.
Nope.
Come on, Canada. You're better than that. Or maybe you're not better
than
that.
Maybe they're not.
Oh, Canada. We stand on buff for thee. But never has an MP been caught naked by his peers who were quick to comment on the affair on social media. Well, this one MP said, there's a white dress in my office you can also have. Warning, it caused a bit of a stir. If you're really desperate for an in case of emergency outfit, conservative MP Michelle Rempel Garner wrote on Twitter. Now people are just giving it to this guy.
Just taking him down.
I love it. Every female MP should be giving it to this guy and just roasting his nuts off.
These nuts.
And perhaps an unintended, though nonetheless flawless metaphorical representation of his leader's question period performance today, conservative MP Mike Lake also tweeted, Willie Amos really came in this session without putting on any airs or any pants.
Uh-huh.
It also goes without saying that Amos was clearly in breach of parliamentary procedure. Was he? Does it say that in the bylaws that he has to wear pants?
Do his balls and his penis constitute new business or old business?
A pantsless stand. He doesn't have a pantsless leg to stand on here. Mm-hmm. I would go to the letter of the law. You can be a strict parliamentary constructionist here and never wear pants again.
Yes.
If you say there's never says you have to wear pants here, just stick to it. And everyone in the House of Commons, I think you should lean into this.
Lean into it.
Because this is 2021 and you lean into it even if you're wrong. Put on some pants, guys. We love you. Bro. Stay connected, stay protected. Don't get infected. This is not a hoax.
But we got the jokes.
We'll see you tomorrow, guys.
Star Bands Avenue, a podcast network.